we're back for another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio, the week of July 22nd, 2007, and it is time for E3 Hangover, because the show's over, and everybody's tired. We don't want to talk about video games, so today's podcast will be about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And how he's my grandpa.
Yes. All kidding aside. We're back for another week, and in the studio today we have the very awake Killer Wolverine, Justin Testa, is here with us today.
By awake, you mean not awake.
Yeah, you're definitely not awake.
No.
As you can tell just by how low his voice is right now, which we had complaints about that last week, that, like, the volume level, some people are like, "Ah!" and some people are like, "Hi."
We can't help it. That's the way people's voices are. Justin's like, "Hi." And I got a loud-ass voice.
I'm more than like, "Hi."
No, you're not. You're breathy.
That's not
you're
me.
Breathy like you're trying to be sensual to our viewers.
I am trying to make it an easy listening experience.
Well, he is easy listening.
He's easy.
He's like Michael Bolton.
What? Now it's all over the internet. Thank you.
It wasn't
like it wasn't all over the internet before.
Yeah, it totally was. But also in the studio, as you might have heard, is the wombat Ryan Wombold is
I'm
in the
no
house.
I'm no here this week.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be. No, wait, I have to tell this story before we keep going, because I show up for the podcast today.
Oh, here we go.
And every motherfucker on the podcast is asleep. Dead ass asleep. So this is a very jump-started podcast.
Yeah.
It ought to be a good one, because everybody's still shaking off the after effects of sleepy time.
Well, you know, when you go to bed at 6 a.m. and you try to get back up at noon, not everything always works out the way you'd planned.
Hey, I went to bed at 8:30 a.m.
Well, yeah. You're a freak.
Yeah, I'm a freak.
And
yeah,
as you may
right.
have also heard, in the studio with us, we have Gambus Khan. Jason
Hi.
Gambrell.
My name is Gambus Khan.
All right.
Yeah.
It's like a robot.
Yeah, that was my
that was
Optimus.
Robot. That was Robot Prawn.
That was
Don't
Gambus,
tell them that
Gambus
he's a
Prime.
Robot. You're breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Zero Tolerance is here. Kevin McCowan is here.
Yeah, but nobody give a fuck about you.
They really don't, because I'm on the shit list with you now, apparently. Did
no.
you read that?
Oh, you're on the list?
Oh, yeah, you are.
I am on the
you
shit
are.
List
I
with you.
I did read that.
And apparently Professor Chaos, which is not here this week, is the man.
Yeah, I did. I heard that.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings.
Well, how is he the man?
Hey, you gotta come to embrace the shit list. It's a thing of beauty.
You know, I feel a ban coming.
Oh, man. Oh, man, hey. I'll try and talk him out of it, but, man, when he gets power hungry like this, it's hard
the
to
hammers,
stop.
The hammer's
the hammer
coming
might
down.
Fall.
Hammer's coming down, but we're going to move on. After E3, we finally got time to play some games, I hope, instead of just reading about them and watching them.
Picking up the pieces.
So, in opposite order of the way I introduced everybody, I'll go back around the other way.
Never first.
Every time I go to you first, you're like, I don't know what I've been playing.
I don't know, go to...
You're right, because I don't know what I'm playing.
Go to somebody else, because I don't know what I'm playing.
Okay, so Mr. Carr, what have you been playing over the last week? What's fondling you?
What's fondling me?
Yeah, besides the cat.
Oh, got me there. Well, since the last what's been fondling your console, I have been playing, well... Several different things. Well, I checked out the Sonic the Hedgehog for the Xbox Live Arcade. It's the same game as the Genesis version. And I checked out Golden Axe on Xbox Live Arcade, which is also just like the Genesis version. Any trend here?
No, it's an arcade game.
Oh, okay.
You can smooth out the graphics and it's got achievements.
It's cool, man. I like it.
Yeah, I'm digging Golden Axe.
I always like Golden Axe, though.
Yeah.
Sweet! Also, played a little bit of The Darkness.
Darkness!
And I played a little bit of Project Sylphid, which is actually alright. It's pretty good. Pretty good for a budget title.
Budget title, you mean $40.
Yeah.
That's the next-gen budget price.
That is the next-gen budget price. I will say this, though. The graphics are exquisitely beautiful.
Exquisitely beautiful.
Yes. I love the graphics. And another game I've been playing is Devil Summoner on the PS2, which is it's pretty crazy. It's pretty cool. It's from the Shin Megumi Tensei series, which is basically satanic RPGs, if you will.
Jesus is going to be pissed at you.
Hey, dude, you do research on the other side. It's like you're studying the enemy, man.
Were you like Luke Skywalker now?
Yeah, I got to go.
That's why he's wearing all black.
Yeah, I'm wearing all black, you know.
He's
Johnny Cash.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't sound like Johnny Cash.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't at all. And
This is why I'm glad that we keep Gambus around, because he plays all the shit that none of us will ever play.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you.
And continuing with that tradition, I played a game on my DS that I really like. It's one of those games that I've had for a long time and never got around to playing, but I played it the other day and it's pretty cool, and that's Phoenix Wright.
Ace Attorney?
Yes.
You know, Ace Attorney!
They're making a Harvey Birdman game like that.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet!
But not for the DS, so... Pyonk.
Pyonk! What system is it for?
PS2, PSP.
Pyonk!
Oh. Pyonk!
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
Last episode's on tonight.
I'm sad.
But yeah, Phoenix Wright's a really good game. Granted, it is pretty much trial and error.
Ooh.
Ah, see what he did with
yeah.
that?
Oh my god, look what you just did to the recording.
But yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's pretty short, too.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty short. I got past the first couple of court cases. It's really cool. It adds a nice sense of accomplishment when you when you're playing through it. But yeah.
So that's pretty much all that's been fondling you this week.
Pretty much. And
I'm having troubles in the studio.
Oh god. Oh well. Sorry.
All right. Well, moving on. What have you been playing? What's fondling your console?
What have I been playing? I played some Overlord, which is pretty cool. I'm enjoying it, digging it. I played Ye Are Kung Fu, which I told Killer Wolverine this story earlier. When I was a kid, I had it on Commodore 64, and when you'd start it up, it'd make this little Bruce Lee sound. Only because it was Commodore 64, it sounded like Satan making the Bruce Lee sound. So it would be like... And it used to scare the crap
awesome.
Out of me, so I'd have to leave the room until the game actually started up, and then I could come back in and play it. But, oh man, the Satan Bruce Lee sound took it out of me.
I'm telling you. He's crying a little.
And then I played Sonic, I played Golden Axe, I played... what's the other... arcade game that hit
Bomberman.
Yeah, Bomberman.
Yeah, I played that too. That's pretty sweet. It's Bomberman.
Played Texas Hold'em.
Something obsessive
both,
with you.
Both on live and on the PSP. What else have I played? Anything? I guess probably pretty much about it.
You didn't.
I played
go,
a little bit of Worms. But.
You didn't go into the fact of. ER Kung Fu's problem that every other classic arcade game.
It's so much worse than I remember.
Yeah, you remember it as being awesome.
Yeah.
Because I used to play it in the arcade, and now, not so much.
Yeah, I remember it being kick ass on the Commodore.
It's not anymore.
No, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, I checked that out too for about 5 seconds, and I was just like, man. This makes the Double Dragon arcade game look like a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
I played it to the second boss, and I'm like, glad I didn't buy it.
The control's a lot worse than I remembered.
Well, yeah, because that was like the first fighting game of all time, and it really shows.
It really shows.
Yeah, so it was pretty bad. But moving on to...
Oh, and I also played Street Fighter.
Which one?
Live Arcade.
Oh, okay.
Which I finally... Because I'm an idiot and I never really looked before, I finally found out I can stretch it across my widescreen TV and not play on the little box. So,
you're just now figuring that out?
Yeah. I didn't look.
See, he hasn't had HD that long.
I haven't.
Oh.
So I'm I stretched it out, and it looks beautiful.
Look beautiful.
Sweet.
All right, but we'll move around to the Wolverine. Well then,
well.
Excuse me. I don't know. It's been a long couple months, so.
Speak up.
Shut it. I'm thinking.
He told you.
Oh,
you
told me.
Two other people to think.
A little bit punked. Of everything.
Okay, well,
little bit of everything.
Wow. On to Guitar Hero, Battlefield 2, Overlord, Battlefield 2.
Yes. Yeah, we played that the other night.
That out a little bit.
I thought about picking that up again at Best Buy. It's good. Platinum hits.
It's a great game.
Very good game. Let's see. The Bigs, loving it. All-Pro Football.
I was going to say, you're not going to talk about our game?
Yeah.
Our game online that we played?
Awesome game.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
It started off like real football. We get in there, and he lets me score 3 quick touchdowns, and he's all worried. And this is before halftime. It's 21-0.
I didn't let him. By any means, I didn't let him. I just suck. But then I came back, which I think he let me come back.
See, I don't buy that. He's better than he leads on.
I didn't let you.
I love the game. And I just love it because it felt like a real football game.
It's got some issues.
Like, it's got
issues.
The
pump fake kind of pisses me off. Like, you go back to pass, you got pressure coming, you try to throw it, and he pump fakes it, and you get hit.
You know why? Because you're running.
I stop. And then he's still, and I go to, you know, avoid the, you know, little defender guy coming.
The little defender guy coming.
Right. Defender guy. Trying to throw the ball. Invaders?
I don't know that. I think he's like 350-pound lineman. I don't think of him as a little defender guy.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean. So, oh, okay. Sounds like a duck is in.
Man,
in the room with us today.
Who let the ducks out, man? Quacking.
Wow. I played a little bit of Bomberman. A little bit of this. A little bit of that.
Bomberman, sweet. We're gonna have to get that some multiplayer. Oh yeah!
I'll definitely get on some Bomberman multiplayer. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Oh my god! We're being invaded by ducks.
He just stomped on the duck.
There's been like some quacking going on around here.
Wow,
jeez!
This has been the craziest ass podcast of all time.
Wait till they hear the outtakes.
Yeah. Did I say Overlord?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You kind of skimmed over it.
Oh.
You're like Overlord Battlefield. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know that he said it.
I bet if I rewind it.
Whatever, I'll mention it again, Overlord.
Because it deserves 2 mentions.
Honorable mention.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else I've been playing. I don't remember. Whatever.
That pretty much wrap it up?
Sure.
Oh, and by the way, I beat him in football.
Yeah.
Everybody won.
By a touchdown. Since he didn't mention
by
it.
By a touchdown.
I
but
his ass. On another note on football, I beat Professor Chaos 4 games.
He
out
did.
Of 4.
He beat him 4 games out of 4. I'm impressed.
And he was talking all this stuff like, I'm good and all this. And I'm like, really?
I guarantee you would beat me 4 games out of 4.
Probably not.
I am terrible.
Well, our special guest is still his record, Mr. Brian Peterson from GamingAge.com. Yeah, his record against me is like 60-0.
Wow.
He's never beat me.
He can't play anymore.
Yeah, he can't play me.
He already got rid of it because he's wonderful.
Because he's wonderful?
Wonderful.
He didn't like it.
No, he doesn't.
Because he doesn't like anything.
Except for Madden and the owner mode, so he can charge
price hot dogs.
$10 for a hot dog at a stadium on a on a game.
All right, well let's see.
Because he doesn't own a stadium in real life. How would he do it in real life?
I don't know. I'm gonna try to nail stuff that people have already talked about because we already talked about Bomberman. We already talked about Kung Fu, Sonic, and Golden Axe. We already talked about those. I played all those. What else did I play? I finished The Darkness, finally.
Yes, The Darkness was another one.
I love that game. Yes. That was a great game. I finished it a while back, but we haven't been doing this for a while, so that was definitely good. I'm playing The Bigs, too, but we already talked about that. I'm playing All-Pro Football, like, ridiculous amounts. It's freaking awesome. I played Stuntman.
Yep.
That demo
is
awesome.
Demo too. It is very good.
Ugly as shit.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I played Flat Out, the new one.
I haven't played that demo yet.
Really like
it. It's not on the American Marketplace.
Yeah, it's only on the European.
Oh, really?
It's only on European Marketplace. I played that. It's really good, but it's Flat Out 2 with a nice coat of paint. But it's really good. I do really enjoy it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I picked up Rayman Raving Rabbids for the Xbox 360.
Because it was 20 achievements?
Well, it was $20. Oh. I picked it up, and yeah, for the achievements.
Yeah.
You know, that game just loses so much.
Without the waggle.
Yeah. Without the waggle. But it's funny because some of the mini games are easier without waggle, but some of them are 10 times harder without Waggle? It's weird. It's like some of the games were designed for an analog controller and some of them were designed for Waggle.
Huh.
So, interesting.
That little shoot the plungers at the bunnies, that sucks on the Xbox.
Yeah, before we move on or you continue with your thought, I would like to be the first to congratulate you. 60,000.
Yeah, I broke 60,000 gamer points yesterday.
Oh my god.
Whore. You're a whore.
You want to know what broke 60,000? Unlocking an outfit in Rayman Raving Rabbids.
Whore.
What can I say? 60,000. We won't compare sizes because I know you haven't been playing in a while.
I broke 20.
Yeah, he broke 20, so you gotta congratulate him.
I broke 7.
Yes!
When you gonna break 2?
When am I gonna break 2? It should be very soon.
It should be very soon. You've been at like 1500 forever.
Yeah, I know.
That's because he's playing solitaire.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, you can't hide
you can't
on Xbox Live.
Yeah, we saw it yesterday.
I played it because I heard that it had really good music, and
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. He calls me the other day, he's like, you know, and we'll talk about this later in the PS3 discussion, but he's like, I don't know if I'm going to get a PS3. I'm like, well, you should play all the great Xbox games you already own. And what's the next game he plays? A game he doesn't own, Solitaire. I'll tell you to go play, like, Tomb Raider Legend or Cameo or go play The Darkness or something. You go play Solitaire. I mean, you hurt my feelings.
I heard it had good music, and I'm all about the video game music, you know.
Were you impressed or disappointed?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, it's not. It's Solitaire, though.
Yeah.
It's friggin' Solitaire.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. And the thing is, I didn't purchase it. It was just trial version, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that's good. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up our game time. So now we're going to jump into the news, so stick with us.
For Gamers Internet Style Radio Program presents News Quickies, brought to you by Uncle Wilbur's Sweet Smelling Cologne Balls. The ladies all love the smell of Uncle Wilbur's balls. Now with the news, zero tolerance.
Well then.
Where do you get this?
It just comes out of thin air.
I just kind of make it up as I go along.
That was great!
All right. Well, we're going to move on, and we're going to start off with the big one. And I know a lot of people are unhappy that Peter Moore has left Microsoft.
Boo.
He went to EA Games.
Boo.
And to replace him, we got Dan Matrick from EA Games. It was kind of like football where we did
a
trade.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if anybody doesn't know who Dan Matrick is, if you remember the infamous press conference from a few years ago where Xbox finally announced EA's games on Xbox Live, that guy that came out that brought Muhammad Ali out and all those guys, that's the guy. So he's going to be the new Peter.
The new Peter.
He's the new Peter. You know, if you look up Peter Moore in the phone book, it says Moore Peter. Just a little tidbit for you.
Hey, that is pretty interesting.
The more you know.
But really, the biggest thing about this is, you know, that was one of the things is people love those speakers. You love your Reggie. You know, not too many people love their Phil Harrison or their Kaz Hirai from Sony.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the best speakers. But Peter Moore, that was a good speaker.
Yeah.
And now he's gone and I don't know. It was weird how it happened right after E3.
Right.
And kind
of
cool.
Which led to a whole lot of the Xbox 360 is dead.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 is going out of business.
Yeah.
Which ties in with our next news story. XO7 has been canceled.
It has been canceled.
Microsoft has said, and it's no surprise that the XO7 date was September 25th. And anybody who pays attention knows what that day is.
Right.
So Microsoft has pretty much said that they're going to concentrate on single game events as opposed to one big event. So, no more XO7.
Which snowballed the Xbox 360 is dead.
Yes.
Which conversation.
I'm going to seg some more. The Xbox 360 is still not profitable, according to the latest financial reports. So once again, the Xbox 360 is dead.
It's dead.
So, yes, all those out there listening, the system is dead. Long live the Xbox.
We will have a memorial show next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not dead.
Shh. It's dead after my next announcement.
Give me
PS3 next got announcement. Another exclusive game. Dynasty Warrior 6.
No!
That was the Darth Vader.
No!
If anybody cares, the new Dynasty Warrior 6 will be exclusive to PS3.
I'm going to go buy one today.
Okay.
Yeah, same here, man.
You can't, because Dynasty Warriors isn't out yet.
I don't care. That's how much I really want Dynasty Warriors.
You could just go buy Dynasty Warriors 5 for the PS2.
One of those, motherfuckers.
It'll be the same game. You watch. All right. Other PS3 news. A new firmware update is coming next week. And I've heard that it's going to have some new features. And the big one, of course it's going to have new features. It's a firmware update.
Right. That Otherwise, really made, there wouldn't be any point in having an update.
Pretty much. But the big one this time is going to be the cross-media bar available during games, which is pretty huge. So it's kind of like the dashboard, how you hit the button.
Right.
You can come up and you can check your friends list, you can check your messages, all that. That's pretty cool. Of course, there's a lot of other little things, like new graphic equalizers. But another one that was kind of rumored was the custom soundtrack option.
Right, I heard that kind of got shot down, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen in this update. And it's just funny that these features are getting added, like, into it, and they're just constantly, and I think it's the right thing to do to make it just like the 360. Copy every little thing
right.
that they do. So when people go, well, the 360 can do this, that check sheet is starting to get marked off. Like that bullet list of stuff the 360 can do, the PS3 can't, it's just keeps getting smaller.
Xbox was doing the same thing with the 1080p and
oh, yeah.
Stuff,
so. Microsoft's adding a bunch of new stuff, and
oh,
from
yeah.
what I hear.
Every console manufacturer steals from the other one. It's just the way. That it goes. One of them will get something awesome, and the next one tries to get something to copy it, and the next one tries to get something to copy it.
Well, from what I hear, what was the big rumor that came out? Microsoft the other day said, expect a huge dashboard announcement
right.
in the next couple months. So, a lot of people think it's IPTV.
Yeah, but
which,
that's not much of an announcement, because that's already... I mean, a lot of people already know about that.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know what it's going to be.
But wait, how will they make a big announcement if the Xbox 360 will be dead?
Well, they'll make it from the grave.
Yeah, it'll be the afterlife, man.
All
that's
right.
Hilarious.
Next up, we'll do the updates for the stores this week. Obviously, the 360 got Bomberman for 800 points. Yair Kung Fu for 400 points. So even if you did buy it, at least you didn't waste too much money.
Right. You're probably still cursing yourself.
The PlayStation Network, and I want to talk about this one for a minute, got Symphony of the Night, the PlayStation 1 version, which you can play on the PSP. Very cool. Why is it 350 megs? And the 360 version is HD with achievements, and it's 92?
I don't know.
Because they dumped the CD-ROM. I know why. I just thought it was funny. Because the PlayStation Network downloads 350 megs, but the Xbox Live version's in HD, and it's only, you know, 90.
Right.
But it's still very cool that they did that. And I think they did that just because Xbox Live Arcade has Castlevania.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the fact that you can play it on your PSP on the go is
that's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely a big bonus.
And then the Virtual Console this week got Paper Mario from the N64.
Which is a good game.
Yeah, it really was.
Very good game.
Balloon Fight.
Oh, yeah.
Balloon Fight.
So, yeah.
And then Silent Debuggers. I bet you can guess what system that was for.
Turbo Graphics?
Of course. It's a game you've never heard of. It seems to be the Virtual Console. It's the Turbo Graphics whore.
Wow.
All right.
That word's getting thrown around a lot today.
I know, it's getting like the one point something, the whore. I'm just getting tired of these phrases. I'm going to make up my own. From now on, I'm making up my own. I'm going to make new internet lingo.
Okay. We'll be waiting patiently for it.
When it comes, you'll know about it. Next one up kind of shocked me. Silicon Knights is suing Epic Games.
Yes, for the perceived flaws in the
Unreal 3
Unreal
engine.
Tournament 3 engine.
What?
Yeah.
They're saying that... that Epic lied to them about what the engine was capable of, and that
they didn't ship them, they didn't get them the final kit in time
right.
for them to implement it into their game. Which, you know what, I love Silicon Knights. Don't get me wrong, but they just keep seeming to put. They're like Sony. Every time they get a little good press, they give themselves like 10 times bad press, and he's making himself look really bad with this game.
Right.
I mean, he keeps defending it. He keeps crying about it. He keeps claiming it's a good game. And then he starts blaming the engine.
Right. Yeah, it's never good when you're trying to tell people that your game's awesome and you're suing the people who made the engine.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not giving me a whole lot of hope for Too Human.
Well, did you watch that new 7-minute trailer?
I did not. Was it terrible?
I don't know what to make of it. It looks...
Yeah, I saw it.
I really wanted
that game to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
It was really kind of...
It's like 7 minutes, and the first 3.5 minutes are just, like, all the characters just sitting there, like, looking around. So it's like the first 3.5 minutes, like, nothing happens.
It's a trailer that would have been cool, like, 5 years ago. Like, if you'd seen it 5 years ago, you'd have been like, oh my god, that's awesome. But now you're just kind of like, eh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, out of the 7 minutes, only, like, the last 2 minutes of the trailer had any action.
It's really a weird trailer.
Yeah, it is.
I'm starting to worry more about this game.
It's like the main dude like walks into a bar, and he just hangs out there for like 5 minutes.
I think I know a joke that starts like that.
I know a lot of jokes.
Oh yeah, there's plenty that start off like that. Yeah, but he's just sitting there in the bar, and they're like, everybody's talking, and it's like 5 minutes of that. And then this big, giant, robotic, mechanical thing busts in for, like, the last minute and a half of the trailer, and then it just ends.
Looks like Robo-Dog.
Robo-Dog.
I mean, granted, technically it looks cool, but...
The animations of the characters, even in that trailer, look kind of stiff.
Iffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm worried about that game. I'll still play it, but I'm very worried about it now. Moving on. And this was kind of exciting. Rockstar announced Bully.
Yeah,
Scholarship edition for the Wii and the 360.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Finally, the people that didn't have a PS2, all five of them.
Yeah.
But if they enhance
it... I had a PS2 and I didn't have a chance. I actually even bought Bully for it and never had a chance to play it.
I never bought it, but I really wanted to play it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the 360 version looks like.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. I hope it's not full price. I really do.
Yeah.
I hope it's because it's a remake, so
right.
I hope it's just like a $40 title. And staying in Rockstar and ports... They're bringing table tennis to the Wii.
Well, that's... I mean, it's a good fit.
Yeah, but look at... You remember the graphics in table tennis? They were pretty friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
So...
But... I mean, it's table tennis. Do you really need the amazing graphics?
No, you don't, but that was kind of the hook of the game. That's actually what the game was. Table tennis was a tech demo for Rockstar to show what they could do on the Xbox 360, and it just turned into a game.
Right, but...
So, it was really a tech demo, and now it's gonna have to be... retarded down.
But the actual gameplay in it was pretty decent.
No, it was solid. But Rockstar's usually solid in their gameplay. So
here's hoping that it'll be as solid with the Wiimote.
I hope so. But, you know, in all honesty, the game was solid, but it kind of got really boring.
Well, it's a table tennis game.
But how many people are going to care outside of Wii Tennis, you know?
How much depth can you throw into a table tennis
game? I was waiting on the knives to come out, you know? I mean, that's what I was waiting on.
That'd be sweet.
I think really the real reason a lot of people bought table tennis, though, is just how good it looked.
Yeah.
I mean, like the cloth physics and stuff, it was just...
It did look good.
All right, let's see. I'm skipping around on my news, so I'm getting lost here. Halo 3, online co-op. No.
Not confirmed yet.
Local only, is according to the internet's rumors.
Right, yeah, they haven't... I don't know, it seems to me that... It's more of a situation where they haven't quite worked all the bugs out in it yet, but I still think that it'll be there.
I'm kind of worried. I really want it.
I don't think that they can. I don't think that they can afford for it not to be there on launch, and I think that they're probably going to invest a lot of the resources to try and get it hammered out. But they're saying that the problem with it is that, you know, you can have people on completely opposites of, you know, miles apart on the map, and the AI is trying to work both places at the same time, and it's causing a problem. But I don't know. My guess is they'll work something out. They'll get it implemented before launch.
Well, I hope so. They got about another month to work on it.
Right. They're gonna have to.
And that's about it.
Yeah. They're gonna have to screw down and get it done.
I hope they get it in there because. But even if they don't, I think they'll eventually add it.
Yeah, they'll put it on with DLC, but.
And it better be free.
Right out of the box. Yeah, it better be free.
If it's not there at launch, it better be free when it comes out. I'll tell you that right now. I'm taking no more of this premium content bullshit that should have been in the game from the start.
By God.
By God. Moving on. Another disappointing bit of news. Resident Evil 5. Delayed.
Delayed.
2009. So it'll be two more years before you get to play this game.
Yep. They did confirm it was Chris Redfield.
They have confirmed it is Chris Redfield. It will take place in Haiti. It will have an online component. And one of the cool graphical features he's talking about is how your vision will have to alter when you go from inside to outside. So,
well, that's pretty sweet.
It's looking, it's shaping up to be an excellent game, but it's sad we got to wait 2 years to play it.
And just pretend it's a Blizzard game.
Speaking of which,
no, because then
I got a little bit of news that I just recently read.
Uh-oh. What you got?
Final Fantasy 13 won't be completed until late 2008 for Japan.
Wow.
So it won't be out until 2009 either?
And they're expecting a one-year translation process. So, yeah, another title in 09.
So the PlayStation 3's big title for next year will be Metal Gear so far.
Delay Station.
Delay Station. Oh, you're horrible.
No, it's bad. 360's getting a bunch of stuff delayed lately, too, so we can't really use the Delay Station moniker anymore.
But I can't complain about the 360 stuff, because I'm like, whew, less money I got to spend this holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, even the PS3 stuff by itself is killing me.
Right.
I mean, there's like 10 games coming out between October and December that I want, so... All right, and the last piece of news for all you Lost Planet fans out there, the first two map packs are now free. So if you were patient and you didn't pay for them, you can now download four brand new maps.
And you
sweet!
Can, and you can play Lost Planet with the other three people that still have it.
You know what? That's a great online game.
It is a great online game.
So depressed nobody plays it online.
Nobody's on there.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up news. So let's get into new releases. New releases this week. NASCAR 08.
Woot! I'm the only person in the room actually excited for it.
360, PS3, and PS2.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Also this week, a game I actually really wanted to play was Alien Syndrome. I didn't realize it was coming out this week for
there
the Wii and the PSP.
Yeah.
Also this week, Dynasty Warriors DS.
Sweet!
For guess which system?
Well, it kind of says it in the title.
The
yeah.
Wii?
No.
Aw, man.
You're wrong.
Damn it.
Also this week, welcome back to 1984, Final Fantasy II is coming out for the PSP.
Oh, yeah. It's a running trend.
Another big release this week that some people might have forgot about, Guitar Hero, Rocks the 80s
yes,
comes
Rocks
out this
the 80s
week.
Comes out Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, it's already out. They already have it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they can't sell it till I guess, Tuesday.
Sons of bitches.
Yep. So that's out this week. Also for the PS2 this week, NHRA Drag Racing.
Let's keep that moment of silence going for a little longer.
Let's keep it going for that joke. Also this week, Persona 3, another chapter in the Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne series.
Yeah, I already put my reserve on it a couple days ago.
I already have it.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Holy crap.
All right, next up this week, Ultimate Puzzle Game Sudoku Edition.
Sudoku! Oh, yeah.
So, that wraps up new releases this week.
I love Sudoku.
That's a good list of releases. I'm going to have to go buy some of them.
Yeah.
Well, you got to lie.
Shut up. You know you're going to leave here and buy Dynasty Warriors DS.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually thinking about NASCAR.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
I will cut you.
With what?
Oh, I'll find a knife. Oh, shit.
You will be cutted.
Cutted.
All right. But
he'll find something.
I played a lot of Tenchu.
So you good at the stealth kills?
I am.
Oh yeah, but you ain't worried about him. He'll just make noise.
Yeah.
If we play Tenchu online, he was so mad.
I don't have patience for that.
He really doesn't have patience. I'm like, oh, we're sitting on the rooftop.
Like,
I'm like, okay.
Quiet,
I'm like,
this way.
See this guy right here? He's going to turn around, and then I want you to roll off the roof, slide up behind him, and take him out. There he goes. Before the guy just stopped turning around. I'm like... All of a sudden, I'm walking around on the roof, so I hear, oh! I see a little flame thing come up. I'm like, oh, man! Where are you at? He crawls under the building. The guy throws a bomb under there and blows him up. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm working
the
with the loud ninja.
Ninja ever. I wouldn't make a good ninja. I don't have patience for just sneaking around.
That's the beauty of that game.
You all do right. Not walk the path of the ninja.
You're not a ninja warrior.
No, what would Ricky Maru think?
What would Hayabusa think? Oh, he's always noisy.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
He doesn't. He's not an actual ninja.
Oh, he will whoop a ninja ass.
He's a ninja that doesn't act like a ninja. He runs around sword fighting people.
I like the finger quotes with that. He's a ninja that acts like a ninja.
Yeah, you know, I know that they can't see the finger quotes, but
they
I
were awesome.
If you say it the right way, you can kind of hear the finger quote.
Those pretty awesome finger quotes, I gotta
you
say.
You can
implied
hear the finger quote.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Well, we're done with that section, so we're gonna
that
close.
Was quick.
What? Well, that's. We weren't talking about anything. Oh. We're finishing news and new releases. This is actually talking about Tenchu. What's wrong with you, man? When we come back, we're going to debate whether or not a PlayStation 3 is worth buying right now because of the price drop. So, Mr. Khan, if you would give me something.
I like your pants around your feet. And I like the dirt that's on your knees. And I like the way still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease. And I love the places that we go. And I love the people that you know.
Alright, well, we're back to close out the show. And it's a short show. I do have to say.
Short,
slow week.
It is a slow week. Well, like I said at the beginning, it's the hangover week.
Couple big stories this week, like the Peter Moore thing, but...
Other than that, it's been a slow week. Hopefully next week we're going to pick back up and get back into the swing. It's always like this after E3.
Right.
Like, if you go like IGN and GameSpot, they haven't even been reviewing games.
Right.
They're all just laying around going,
Right.
Oh, man.
It's kind of soaking in all the news from last week.
Yeah, pretty much, because there was a little too much over the last couple weeks. But we're going to run into this final gamut. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the sudden increase of PlayStation 3 sales and whether or not it's actually a wise decision right now to go out and spend the $500 for this console, which, if you've listened to the last few episodes, you've heard a couple people on this podcast actually saying they're going to go out and get one just because the price is down $100, and with the lineup of games this fall, there's a really good reason to buy it. But the big question is there a reason to buy it right now?
No.
So?
I disagree. I think there is a reason to buy it now.
Well, speak up and tell us all about it.
It's not much. I mean, I already voiced the opinion. There's nothing out worth playing right now. But for $500, you get a bottom-of-the-line Blu-ray player.
I actually think the Blu-ray player is pretty damn good. I honestly haven't had any problems out of it. But here's the thing. Do you honestly think that after they run out of these 60 gigs, that they're not going to do this again, and they're not going to continue with a price drop? Maybe take MotorStorm out and make the 80 gig $499?
Not anytime soon. Not until the holidays.
You really don't think so? You don't think that this is just some marketing ploy to boost their sales?
Sony's not that smart.
I do think the 80 gig will drop. I'm with him, though, actually. I don't think it'll drop until right before the holidays. I don't think you'll see another price drop until October, November.
Like I was saying last week, it's just miscommunication of what to say and what not to say.
I'm kind of curious as to what exactly they are planning to do with this, because if you eliminate the 60 gig model, you just have the one model that has a game packed in.
Right.
What about the people that don't want that game?
They probably will, to be honest, take MotorStorm out of it. If they do, they won't. I don't think they'll sell it for $499. I think if they take MotorStorm out of it, they'll sell it for, you know, $575 maybe.
And that's
five,
a retarded price.
Yeah, or
it
five,
really is.
$560. You know, well, look what they did with the PSP at $169.
Yeah, that is a retarded price. So, if they take MotorStorm out and make it $569.99, or you can buy it with MotorStorm for $600, then there's really no point in doing that.
Right.
Because it's $30 for a great game. I mean, it really is.
Right. Maybe they're just noticing that the pack in of Wii Sports is kind of helping the Wii sell a little bit too. So
that's very possible.
Because to be honest, that's one of the things that I think drives a lot of the Wii sales is that the game that most casual gamers want the Wii for is Wii Sports, and it comes with it, so they don't have to buy it separately.
Exactly, and then if they buy a second remote, they always buy Wii Play.
Right,
that comes with the remote.
But will that game MotorStorm do the same thing for Sony that did for the Wii?
No, MotorStorm.
Well,
won't.
The nice thing about MotorStorm, as far as Sony is concerned, probably is the fact that it's a good showcase piece.
It's a very good showcase piece.
It's gorgeous. So,
people get that game home. Like, if you see that game in the store, you're like, oh, my God.
Right.
That system's amazing, you know.
Yeah, so. But some people don't like that genre, and, like, you're not going to buy it. You sell it $600 just to look at it.
Some people do.
Some people are stupid like that, then.
They have sold quite a few units. Most people are just looking at them. I mean, because outside of Resistance and Motorstorm, and then, of course, the newer releases like Ninja Gaiden and Rainbow Six and you know, Oblivion, there's really not a ton of quality titles.
No, that's not yet.
And then
there will be.
Those titles you just said, you know, those are good examples of what games you could buy right now while the price is still decent.
But a lot of those games are hardcore games.
Yeah, and I come from the perspective of a lot of those people who don't have a PlayStation 3 right now. A lot of them probably have an Xbox 360, and if they have an Xbox 360, chances are they probably bought them already on the 360.
Yeah, that's a big thing. But here's another question. What if Microsoft comes out and drops their price in, like, September before the PS3 goes back up? Does Sony drop then?
Yes.
They'd have to.
Yeah, because you try to sell a $600 system when Microsoft's got a $400 system that's comparable.
Right.
You know, with the Elite model, say the Elite goes down to $400, you have everything outside of the HD DVD player.
Right.
You have everything the same, and you have a shit ton of games on the market. So I'm just... And it's amazing, because I'm sure you read all the reports about how PS3's selling out on Amazon, and it actually outsold the 360.
Right.
For a week.
Right.
It outsold it by like 4,000 or 5,000 units.
Which was another thing that was making people say the Xbox 360 was... There was a lot of Xbox 360 is dead this last week.
I know.
Which is just ridiculous to me. But
it's just people jumping to conclusions because they heard this big piece of bad news. And it's not the end of the world. Grow up.
Well, that's the way the internet works.
Right.
They get one story and they clamor to it and they make it a big deal. It's like, it's just like the Gears of War versus Unreal Tournament 3. We were talking about this last night, how Gears of War runs on Windows Live.
Right.
For the PC. But how Mark Raine said, well, Unreal Tournament 3 will not run on Windows Live. So it's like, does Epic support Windows Live or not?
Right.
Well, apparently they do with Gears of War, but they
just
don't with
Unreal Tournament.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So you get all these people saying, you know, the Xbox 360 is dead because, you know, they're not going to use Windows Live for Unreal Tournament. And Unreal Tournament's not coming out until next year. I have a very big wake-up call for all those people about Unreal Tournament. It's not going to sell a lot.
No.
It's not. It's a great game. It's not a million... It's not a million console seller.
No.
I mean, it might reach a million at its peak by the time it's done. But the first week, it's not going to sell a lot.
No.
It's just not. So, especially not on a system that has... not a very huge install base.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I mean, look how long it took Resistance to sell a million.
Yeah. So. And Resistance was arguably the only killer app for the system until MotorStorm came out. So, back to the original topic since we sort of veered off. I am of the opinion that right now the PlayStation 3 is probably not worth purchasing. If you're saying, well, you know, do I want to buy it now? Do I want to wait until the fall to buy it? I would wait until the fall to buy
it. It's not like I don't feel that it's going to be like the Wii where you should get one when you can find one.
Right, because it's not going
to
be like that.
No, you'll be able to go get one.
Yeah, you'll be able to find one just about anywhere you
want. See, I think with all the games coming out, even I know they're going to be good. With the price drop, I don't see it going back down. I don't see Microsoft dropping their price, so Sony has no reason to drop their price again.
I think Microsoft is ready for a price drop.
Yeah,
I think
they
have everything.
System's been out longer than what any other system that hasn't had a price drop yet.
Yeah, because the original Microsoft, the original Xbox dropped after 6 months.
There's no really reason to drop it right now. There's not.
See, I would argue that because their sales, while they're decent, they're not great.
Not great.
And a price drop, I think, if you put the core at the same price as the Wii, maybe or even less. I think it's going to make an impact.
Yeah, but there's
really
no reason to buy the core.
If you priced them,
no, there's not. But if you can have
a
system on the market that's, you know, HD games over, you know, 200 titles for the same price as a Wii.
It wouldn't shock me to see Microsoft come out and do 2, 3, and 4. 200 for the core, 300 for the premium, 400 for the elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd pretty much have to because... think about it. Microsoft is spending billions of dollars with their warranty based on the whole defective systems.
Yeah.
And they're losing a lot of money, you know. So in order to break even, they're going to have the longest install base and sell a lot of software.
Well, the big thing they need to do is they need to make the system cheaper to make.
Yeah.
Because before they can drop the price, the system has to be profitable to sell at that price. And I think that they can do that. I think they haven't implemented it yet.
Well, the big thing that Microsoft needs to do is make the system more reliable.
Which I heard they actually have been doing that with right. the ones that you get refurbished when you send your broken
one
in.
Yeah, there's a new heat sink in it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
And that's the big issue is they really need to fix that.
Yeah, they do.
Because that I saw the funniest picture when I was at a local game shop yesterday. It was a picture of the Halo 3 logo with three red rings around it, and it said, "Can't finish the fight."
Nice.
Holy.
I thought it was funny, and I'm a huge Xbox supporter, but it's true.
Yeah, it really is.
And this was at a game store?
Yeah.
There's no excuse for failure rates as high as they are
right
now.
No, there's really not.
I'm glad that they deserve all the credit in the world for implementing the 3-year warranty. They really do.
Yeah.
But the system shouldn't break in the first place.
Mm-mm. No, they shouldn't have to come to a 3-year warranty.
No, just like Sony doesn't get off scot-free on this either because the PlayStation 2 was...
PlayStation 2 was bad.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, failure rates on it were terrible, but...
And I'm still upset that they've never admitted that.
No.
Microsoft came out, and they took the hit for it. Granted, they shouldn't have waited this long.
No, they shouldn't.
Granted, it should have never happened.
Right.
But they did take the fall for it, so...
They still haven't taken the fall for scratched discs.
No.
But I'm not sure that that's entirely their fault.
I don't know what the deal with that is, and I think it's the same as the PlayStation 2 with the idiots that would move it while it was playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on my second 360, admittedly. I got the Red Rings of Death.
Yeah, I did too.
But I have never... My 360 has never scratched a game.
No, mine hasn't either.
Yeah, mine hasn't either.
So, I don't know. That to me... And, you know, I know they're in the class action lawsuit about it or whatever, but, I mean, the only way that it would scratch a game is if you were moving it while it was playing, or if you were jumping up and down, or your house was, maybe you live next to railroad tracks, I don't know, but...
I do.
Are you elbow dropping the 360 right, while you're sitting there?
Because, I mean, think about it, if it was going to scratch your game just sitting there, it would scratch every game every time you put it in the system.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't buy the scratch games. I have like 60 some odd games, and I've never had a scratch game.
Yeah.
Never once. And I play the shit out of my game. So, right. I don't know. But let's go around. You say, Mr. Wolverine, you say it's worth buying right now?
If not, just to have it, because I don't foresee another price drop. And there's a lot of good stuff coming out for the holidays. And
I don't disagree that there's a ton of great games.
And you got a high def. Movie player. Cause
plus, if you buy it at GameStop right now, you can mail in and get 5 free Blu-ray movies.
Yeah.
So,
that's a really good deal.
They'll probably keep that up for a little while.
Yeah.
Not having an HD DVD player movies, it's not a big deal to me, but it comes with
the system,
so it's nice to have, especially since apparently Blu-ray has all the companies behind it.
It was like 90% now, Blu-ray, 10% right. HD DVD, so.
Batman Begins is still just HD.
Yeah, and so is the... I'm upset, but Hot Fuzz is only coming out on HD DVD. But 300 is coming out on Blu-ray.
Right.
It's coming out on all of them.
Yeah, next week. I'm excited.
So
you going with no?
I'm going to say no for now. Because I honestly do think Sony will drop the price again. I don't think it'll be until October or November. But even if they don't, if it's just a question of getting it $100 cheaper... to me, I'd rather wait till there's games, more games for it.
So instead, if they don't happen to drop the price, you'd rather pay $100. You would spend $100.
I'd rather spend $100, get 20 extra gigs of memory and MotorStorm.
You won't need that memory, and you can get games for $100. $100? All right, man, whatever. That's cool.
Well, number one, I'm not sold that that it's not going to drop again, because I think it is. But even if it doesn't, you know what? It's really only $40 more expensive because MotorStorm is $60.
Yeah.
So it's really only $40 more expensive, and I don't need it sitting there on my shelf for 3 months with nothing to play on it, because everything that's out for it right now that I would want to play for it is on the 360. I'm not really interested in Resistance. MotorStorm I can get with the bigger bundle, so if I wanted to play that, I'd just get the bigger bundle.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. I just can't wait, because I don't think it's going to happen in October. I think it's going to happen November, December for the price drop, and there's stuff coming up that I want before it. So,
then it's for you, it'd be a good idea to purchase it.
When stuff starts coming out, I'll buy one, but I'm not going to.
Well, here's another big question I don't think anybody has answered this yet. What cables come in the 80 gig model? Is it just the standard crap composite cables, or do you actually get HD cables?
Good question.
Do you even get a component? I'd be happy with a component cable in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Because standard composite sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the Elite Xbox 360, you can crap on it all day about how it doesn't come with an HD DVD player. It's got an HDMI cable, a component cable, and a composite cable in it.
Yeah.
It's got all three. So Sony should pack that in, because that right there is $30.
Right.
For that cable. So.
What
about you?
Yeah. What am I trying to say? Yeah, I'll pick up a PS3, but it probably won't be until about springtime. I'm going to wait till then to pick one up.
Well, you'll probably definitely be a price drop by then.
Oh, yeah. You know, speaking of which, there's something kind of interesting that I would like to convey. How, like, everybody says, oh, 360's just a shooter machine. Well, I mean, for 360, you got Blue Dragon coming out. You got Two Worlds coming out, which is going to be amazing.
Whatever friggin' comes out.
Yeah. You got Lost Odyssey. Lost Odyssey looks fantastic. You got Eternal Sonata. Looks pretty cool. And lastly, you got the masterpiece to be, Mass Effect. Notice a trend here? I've been basically naming off epic RPGs. Kind of ironic that the big games coming out for PS3 are Killzone, Metal Gear, Haze.
Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, Unreal Tournament. I'm noticing a trend here.
It's amazing what you can do with a few thoughts, huh?
I believe he's saying everyone cram it to whoever said it's a shooter machine.
It's a shooter machine. And, you know, but then again, you know, if I really wanted to, I could sit here, I can go, well, you got Stranglehold and Halo. And
exactly.
You know, I get Project Gotham, you know, racing and shooter machine. There's plenty of shooters and racing
games. There's a lot of games for that system.
But he's right that there is a lot of RPGs coming out this year.
Yeah.
And notice the word there, this year.
Right.
Not next year.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Xbox has all these Let me tell you this. If we were having a different conversation and I didn't have a 360 and somebody said, "Oh, the 360 just dropped in price $100. Should you buy it now or should you wait?" I would say buy it now.
Oh yeah.
But with the PS3, it doesn't have the backlog of titles. It doesn't have the AAA titles coming out this year.
Yeah, sure. To me. It's got a few.
It does have a few really solid titles coming out this year.
It's got some double A titles.
I mean, I think that I
don't think it's got AAA titles coming out this year.
And for no one who has a PS3, now is a good time. Save you some money. I don't think you're going to need 20 extra. Who cares?
I'm really with him on the 20 extra gigs thing. I think that's really cheap. You know, that's really not that much.
Well,
space.
No, it's not. But
if it was 100, it would be pretty nice.
What I'm saying is that. For it's really only $40 different because MotorStorm is $60.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's $40 difference, which is less than the price that you could buy another game for. If you don't have anything to play on it now, then you know I'm not all that concerned about a $40 difference.
It's true. He's through.
So, he's through.
He's through. Everybody's got good points, and honestly, I don't know that I feel that it's worth buying one right now. I think the $500 price tag is good for what's coming out this year. I think if you have the money right now, you should get one. But if you don't and you're strapped for cash and wanting to buy 360 stuff, I think you should skip it and buy 360 stuff if you have a 360. But, I mean, for the future, I think it's a great purchase for $500.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I have long been of the opinion that as soon as the PlayStation 3 gives me games, I will buy one. And I'm not buying a system because of the price drop, and I'm not buying a system because of the price drop. When I buy a PlayStation 3, it won't be for the price, it'll be for the games.
Yeah.
So if they give me games that I really, really want to play before the end of the year, and it's $600, I'll buy it for $600. If it's $500, I'll buy it for $500. But I'm going to buy it for the games, not for the price.
Well, the overall consensus here is everybody does plan on buying a PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Just depends on how much money you have right now.
Yeah.
All right, but let's move on to our last segment. We can wrap up the show. We got Preview. The Review is back.
It's back.
In full effect. And we got some good ones this week.
Oh, Zero.
Yes.
Before the end of the show, I would like to do a little rant.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that.
But, yeah.
All right, moving on to preview the review. We have some good titles this week. We'll start off with some of the lower key ones. Stuntman, Ignition. Now, almost everybody here has gotten to play that. And if anybody played the original, we know how frustrating it could be.
Yeah.
So let's start off. Mr. Khan.
7.5.
He just jumped right out in there. He's like, did you play the demo? A
little bit.
Did you like it?
It was pretty interesting, yeah. It's not really my type of game, but it's pretty cool.
Okay. To move on to the Wombat.
7.5.
Whoa.
This
I
is
think
a
it's,
trend.
It's a solid game. It really is. But you got to think, it's not going to be judged against the games that the original Stuntman was judged against. It's going to be judged against next-gen racing and driving action games, and I don't think it... I think as far as that goes, it stacks up as a 7.5. Because it definitely doesn't have the graphics that most other next-gen racing games
no,
have.
It definitely doesn't have the graphics. It looks like a PS2 game.
Right.
So, what about you?
7.
He goes for a 7 on that one?
I hadn't played the first one, but I found this one to be a little difficult when I just played through the volcano level. I went through it several times just to complete it.
You definitely didn't play the first one then, because the first one, you wouldn't even be allowed to continue if you make a mistake. That was the killer for the first game. It was a great idea, just way too hard. You never got to see all of it.
The game's fun, but I can see it getting frustrating. I can see several controllers getting broken, so... And I'm just giving it 7 because I never played it, and I enjoyed what
I
did.
You could definitely see a bunch of controllers being broken, huh?
Yeah. He broke a battery the other day.
Yeah, I don't
That's
remember
the most
what
amazing
happened,
thing I've ever heard.
What?
You broke like an AA battery?
Like, no, like his Xbox controller battery.
I don't remember what I was getting mad
you
at.
You broke
I
the
just,
battery?
I think I just snapped again, like I blacked out and just threw the battery, and I just remember sleeping on one of the pieces. I'm like, what is poking me? Oh, my God.
It's a battery for the Xbox controller. Well, those things are like $10, man.
I had an extra.
Was it leaking?
No. At least I don't think it is.
He's got a big acid
Wakes
burn.
Up, yeah, with a big hole in his back.
Oh.
You know, it's I actually think hole. I agree with him. I think I would go with a 7, and I think that's a lot of that's going to come from the graphics.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it's going to come from the fact that a lot of today's game reviewers didn't play the original.
Right.
And I'm not talking about IGNs and GameSpots. I'm talking about the other smaller sites.
Right.
A lot of them may have not played the original, so they're going to compare it more to a racing game than anything. So I think it's going to average about a 7.
Right.
Let's move on to Blue Dragon. And a lot of us in here have probably played that, too.
I liked it.
I know you did.
Yeah.
So I'll start over here with you, because you hate RPGs.
It wouldn't be fair. I haven't played it, and I'm not going to play it, so I'll give it a 0.
Zero.
Kidding. If I had to play it, it looks spectacular.
I'm not asking you what you would think you would give it. I'm asking you what you think it
would.
What do you think it's going to get?
Oh. Hmm. 9. I don't know why. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, given that it's made by the original creator of Final Fantasy, you know.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but I'm just saying.
It's just a prediction, man.
Yeah.
That's his crystal ballish.
Yeah, it's 9.
9. Okay.
I think it's going to be a 9, too, because there's nothing else like it on the 360.
This is true. And
so,
it's gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
Reviewers are going to look at it as, you know, the first big Japanese RPG on the 360, and, you know, it's going to get a lot of press for that.
And
so
it's got golden poo.
Yeah. It does have golden poo.
It has golden poo in it.
So, but no, I think it's going to get a 9.
All right, Mr. RPG Man.
Actually, I'm thinking it's going to get an 8.5.
You sadist.
I do. I mean, here's the thing.
The thing is...
Hey now.
Hey now. Sound like I was
hey stupid. Now. I think all the reviews are going to say, it looks spectacular, it's fantastic, but it's a little bit too old school. Unlike Final Fantasy XII, which actually, you know, was a hybrid of turn-based and real-time, which is pretty much the trend anymore. And when you have a game that becomes really traditional in its gameplay, you get a lot of haters out there, despite the fact that the game is exquisitely beautiful. It's going to get 8.5 because it's beautiful, but they're going to say the gameplay is kind of slow and a little bit too old school. So that's why I'm going to go with 8.5.
The RPG guy gives it the lowest score because I also agree with the 9. I think that it's just going to get praised for its production values.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. I think it's going to get...
Getting choked up there, huh?
Well, I've been sick, as a lot of people know. But I think it's going to get praised for its production values, its length, its storyline, its graphics, its gameplay. Because, you know, I played it, and I'm not a big RPG guy, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. I mean, it's really interesting. This looks really good, so I think it'll get the 9. It'll get the 9.
The 9.
The 9.
The 9.
Next up, Stranglehold. I'll start over here with you again, because I feel like letting you go first a lot today.
7.5.
Oh.
I just think it's been delayed a lot, and people are just like, meh. And then when they play it, I think they'll be mildly disappointed.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know why, it's just a feeling I get.
Hey, I never said it was wrong.
I'm going to give it an 8.
8?
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people disappointed by it, and I think that... there's going to be a... I mean, I think a lot of people are going into it with way too high of expectations.
I don't disagree with that.
So, I think it's probably going to end up somewhere in the 8 range, whether it deserves it or not. We'll see. I mean, I'm not sold that it's not a 7.5 game, but I think it's going to get an 8. I'm not caught up on the Stranglehold hype train.
See, I am, but that's just because I'm a huge John Woo fan, you know. But, Mr. Khan?
Yeah, I love John Woo movies, too. I love Hard Boiled. I love The Killer. The Killer's really sweet, by the way. You got to check that out if you see it. I would have to say it's just as good as Hard Boiled. But, anyway, the Stranglehold, I feel that I also agree with Wombat. I think it's going to get an average of an 8. 8.0.
I'm rubbing my crystal ball here. 8.5.
8.5!
And I will give you reasons why.
Okay.
Number one, it's made by Tiger Hill. Same guys that did PsyOps. I don't expect this to be a bad game in any respect. Secondly, all the early impressions of people who have played it absolutely loved it. And they expected nothing out of it. They expected it to suck. So that, to me, is a sign of a really, really good game. So, I'm guessing 8.5. Next up, we got 3 big ones. The Madden. The Madden 08. And I'm going to go with Mr. Khan first this time, because I'm very interested to see what the RPG guy is going to say about a sports game.
Madden.
2008.
2008. This is John Madden here, brought to you live.
I got a turducken.
This message has been brought to you by... I don't know.
Tough acting, tin acting.
Boom. That's a free one. I think that Madden is going to get 9s. And everybody, and all the reviews are going to be like, here's how the review is going to go. It's going to go, well, it's another year, 2008. And it's Madden.
Actually, I'm just going to copy and paste my review of 2007.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, it'll work.
Just add in something about the owner's mood.
Yeah.
No, I heard that that this year's Madden will probably be significantly better than the last couple.
You know what's funny? I hear that every year.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I play it, it feels
it's
like
the
same game.
Goddamn game.
Well, that's true. That's true.
All right, so how about you? What do you feel?
I'm going to give it an 8 or an 8.5 because that's what it gets every fucking year.
That's true.
So, I mean, not a whole lot of guesswork to go along with that. It really does get an 8 or an 8.5 every year, so that's probably what it would get this year, too.
How about you?
7.5.
7.5.
There's nothing new to offer. The owner's mode, let's see, don't care. It's a football game. If people want to play football. You want to play football, go play All-Pro. Skip Madden.
Oh!
It's the same thing every year. Big freaking deal.
You know, All-Pro is pretty much the same game as 2K5
right, exactly.
was.
Exactly, I was about to say that.
But, you know, I do think it's a better game, but that's just because I always thought 2K was right. a better game, but it didn't do a lot of difference, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sports game.
I mean, there's not much you can do with sport games every year. I mean,
there's really not. There's not much to upgrade them in.
Everyone dogs Madden on that. I dog Madden, but, I mean, it doesn't deserve the high ratings it gets every year.
I'm going to stick around between 7.5 and an 8. I think it'll be pretty much the same review as it is every year. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And the next-gen versions haven't been getting the best reviews. I think the 360 one averaged like a 7, the very first one, because right. it was pretty much stripped of everything.
Four, yeah.
yeah. But we shall see.
We shall.
The last two games on the list are probably two of our most talked-about games. And I think we'll do them at the same time, because it'd be interesting. We'll do a little versus.
Versus.
Guitar Hero 3. Versus the Rock Band.
Oh, snap away.
And I'll let you go first.
Yes.
Just randomly throwing it across the room.
I think that Rock Band is going to get 9.5. And I think that Guitar Hero is going to get somewhere in the 8.5 to 9.0 range.
Fair
because,
enough.
Because, you know, and it's not because I think Guitar Hero's quality is going to be any worse than it was last year.
Just people are expecting it.
Well, and I think that people are inevitably going to compare it to Rock Band. And they're going to say, you know what? I can play guitar in Rock Band too, and I can play drums, and I can sing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think inevitably it's going to get compared to Rock Band, and nobody's going to rate it higher because Rock Band has
more stuff.
So much more stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What about you, Mr. Wolverine?
I think Guitar Hero will get about 8.5 and Rock Band a 9. They're doing this online thing, which is spectacular, but four things simultaneously? I don't know. I see some lag problems.
I never said I see lag problems with just two guitars.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. I'm really worried about that.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to play online four players, it has to be smooth.
Rock Band is a four-player game, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to... Single player probably won't be much, and this is built around four players. And if it... If it has issues online, it's gonna
if it has issues online, I'm going to be really upset.
Especially for $200.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So when this game comes out, they better be fucking prepared.
They better have the most amazing online service ever. Yeah. All right, Mr. Khan, I'll throw it to you.
Well, I think Guitar Hero 3...
Legends of Rock. It has a subtitle now.
Legends of Rock. I think it'll get between the 8 to 8.5 range. And I feel that Rock Band will get between 9.5 to 10s.
I don't disagree with that. I think Rock Band is going to come close to the perfect scores.
Right. I think because it's of the scope of it.
Yeah, I think it's... Unless they really blunder it, but right. I don't expect them to.
Yeah,
harmonics.
$200 would be way too much money for them to blunder.
No, and I agree with the 9.5 for Rock Band. I think Guitar Hero, 8.5 to a 9. I expect Guitar Hero to whoop its ass in sales, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I expect that a lot, especially considering it's on the Wii and the PS2, too.
Right.
Plus, it's cheaper, and it's got the name.
Right.
So, but it'll be interesting. Well, that wraps up the preview, the review. Now, do we need to let Mr. Wombold get out of here before the rant happens?
Before
or?
The rant happens? I can stick around for the rant.
All right. So, Mr. Khan, you had a rant that you wanted to close the show out with, so we'll let you do your rant, and then when you're done, you can take us out.
You can just begawk, and we'll be
you
done.
Can just begawk us out. So, let your rant roll, brother.
Just bow out.
All righty, then. Okay, this rant is the byproduct of the recent E3 show. We had the Nintendo Wii, you know, basically, you had Reggie up there talking about how, we'll throw you hardcores a bone, you know, here's Mario, here's Mario Kart, you know, here you go. And then he's like, now let's talk about the casual gamers, you know, and how he's basically wanting to get the audience of the soccer moms and the grandmas and the retirement homes and the people that don't even play video games. He wants to get he basically wants the whole world to play the Nintendo Wii. That's his plan. And from Nintendo's perspective, I'm thinking to myself, yeah. Yeah, new customers, you know, new faces. But then, when you look at it from a third-person perspective...
Ooh, kind of like Tomb Raider.
Yeah, kind of like Tomb Raider. Got the some of that Tomb Raider action going on. I start thinking about the fundamentals of what a video game is and what it has been becoming. What video games are becoming is what some people would call like convergence, cinematic, compelling entertainment experiences. So, and when you keep that look at that perspective, you know, you got games like Mass Effect, you know, you got games that are bridging the gap between movies and games, interactive media, all kinds of stuff, and it's becoming compelling. We're having rich, story-driven, big-budget type of titles coming out. And that's all fine and dandy, and some people think that that might be wasted money in the video game market. But then you got Nintendo here bringing out this Wii Fit. It's basically a weight balancing machine.
Wii shit.
Wow.
Ditto. Got that right. And you got all these games coming out. They're basically mini games, which in my opinion are like the video game equivalent of Tinker Toys and playing cornhole. And Nintendo was all excited and happy about it because, you know, because of sales and it's doing their business good. But I ask you, the listener, this. What if... this is also kind of ties in with the new release of the 7th Harry Potter book. What if, you Potter readers out there...
Potterheads.
Yeah. What if the book, the last book in the series, when you stopped at your local bookstore and pick it up, instead of it being the 800-page epic that it is, it turns out to be a 30-page pop-up book without words. And everybody would be up in an uproar about it. And the reason why it would be this way is because you'll have, what's her name? J.R. Rowling? J.K. Rowling. You would have her saying, I wanted to reach a more broader audience with this last book. So broad that I'm even attracting people who can't even read. So basically, you're turning a compelling, story-driven medium into something that's just neat. Flip side, the video games are becoming more compelling every day. Every month we see more compelling games coming out. And then you got the Nintendo Wii over here saying, oh look, we got weight balancing, we got mini games, we got, you know,
Waggle.
Balance. Yeah, we got Waggle. And it's turning video games into from a compelling experience into something that's just neat. So now you got all these soccer moms and grandmas playing this neat little Nintendo Wii. Well, my friends, with anything else in history, in the history of business, of things that are neato, is a trend. It really is a trend. Compelling experiences last the test of time, while things that are neat are just trendy.
Boy bands are forgotten. Shakespeare is eternal.
Exactly. I couldn't say better myself. That is the point of this rant. I see next year's E3 being very different than this year's for the Nintendo perspective. I see Mr. Miyamoto going, oh, we got new Zelda, we got new Metroid, we got new Mario, we got another Mario and another Zelda. I see Nintendo trying to get back the hardcore audience next year.
Which they're not going to be able to do with their controller.
Who knows? Maybe they'll announce another system.
Yeah.
We go HD!
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about the Wii is I don't think the shelf life on it is even remotely close to the shelf life even on the GameCube.
No.
I think the Wii shelf life is 2 or 3 years at best. and then they'll be moving along to something else.
Yeah, and it'll be another gimmick, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're done with the hardcores. I think this E3 kind of proved it to us all. And his argument, his little rant here, was a very well put metaphor for the gaming industry, and this is how the hardcore feel. It's a general consensus, and I've heard it from just about every editor, gamer. We're tired of being forgotten.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If and Nintendo wants the mass market, that's fine.
Right.
But they're going to lose us in the process.
Right. And, I mean, the Wii, it's very innovative, but it's not so much an innovation as it is a step backwards. Because it really is. It's like going back to the NES days where your grandma wanted to play Tetris. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's basically a complete 180 from everything that video games have tried for 20 years to make themselves legitimate, or to be viewed as legitimate art, to be viewed as legitimate storytelling medium.
Yeah.
And what Nintendo is doing is basically taking us back to the days of Pong, where it was just something that the kids played, and it was incredibly simplistic, and everything was just beep boop beep boop boop. You know what I mean? It's a complete 180 from everything that video games and video gamers have tried to work against for the last 20 years.
Yep.
Yeah, this rant has been on
brought
my mind for a few days.
This rant has been brought to you by.
It's been brought to you by
Public Broadcasting by viewers like you. But no, seriously, very, very well done rant.
Yes.
Very,
thank
very
you.
Well done.
Thank yes. you. I was thinking about it for a few days now. I was just like, yes, I feel rant coming on.
That's pretty much that pretty much wraps up this week, and hopefully next week we'll get back into the swing of things as we're still in the hangover. But that's something for you guys to ponder about,
think about. On it.
Jump onto the forums. Tell us what you think. Tell us what the audience thinks of this craze that has become the Wii. And also, make sure you visit the site, ztgamedomain.com, and of course, n4g.com, as we have all the news you will ever need, and some that you don't want.
Ever.
Indeed.
Indeed.
But, as we get out, Mr. Khan, if you would.
Am I loud and clear, or am I breaking up? Am I still your charm, or am I just bad luck? Are we getting closer, are we just getting more lost? I'll show you mine, if you show me yours first. Let's compare scars, I'll tell you whose is worse. Let's unwrite these pages and replace them with our own words. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I'll cross these streets until you hold my hand. I've been here so long, think that it's time to move. The winter's so cold, summer's over too soon. Let's pack our bags and settle down where palm trees grow. I've got some friends, some that I hardly know. But we've had some times I wouldn't trade for the world. We chase these days down with talks of the places that we will go. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand. Until you hold my hand. I'll show you mine if you show me yours first. Let's compare scars, I'll tell you whose
is worse than love. Sunlight these pages and replace them with our own words. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand.
How much of this do I
gotta
cut out?
Man! Censor King!
Let's talk about video games, because there's no...
You know what video game was awesome?
No.
Total Recall for the NES, because it had my grandpa in it.
Your grandpa is not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, he is.
I bet you have not seen any kind of reparation and or money for it.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Why would you get reparations for being Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know. I've got... Because we've been persecuted since we came over here from the old country.
Kept him in the basement.
Or the old world.
The old country?
Without feeding him. That's why he's so damn skinny.
He didn't get nothing because Arnold Schwarzenegger spent his whole time molesting women.
Your grandfather.
Me working out is like, he's like coming.
Oh my.
Like the feeling I get when I'm working out is like coming.
He actually said that.
He did actually say that.
That's what kills me.
I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, it's him pumping iron.
It's like coming.
Me, the feeling is like coming.